getting closer to Mountain Home Bomber football. The Bombers pregame show is brought to you by James Boyette State Farm Agency. We take you live to the stadium with the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome to Smith Robinson Stadium in Greenwood, Arkansas. I'm Sonny Elliott, joined by Tobias Pugh for tonight's 6A state playoff quarterfinal game between your Mountain Home Bombers with a 6-5 record and the undefeated 11-0 Greenwood Bulldogs. Tobias and I will talk about this matchup coming up. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
We depend on internet for everything from gaming to video conferencing, but we also need great television and reliable phone service from a name you can trust and people who answer your calls and provide outstanding customer service locally. Get the support, service, and dependability you can count on from Next, powered by NAEC. Get started today by visiting MyNextFiber.com. Stay connected via internet, television, and phone with Next, powered by NAEC. Visit MyNextFiber.com. Getting away from it all has been incredibly important these past few months. Creating memories with family in a nice, safe recreational vehicle is also an amazing way to socially distance. Sounds like your own little piece of heaven, right? Ideal RV has known that secret since 1971, offering not only great new and used RVs, but also full-service maintenance, repair, winterization, and storage facilities. For the ideal memory maker, it's Ideal RV. Call Ideal RV, Highway 5 North, 481-5400.
At the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, nearly 2,500 employees across Arkansas are working day and night to deliver the one thing that you always expect to be there. Power. The responsibility to reliably and safely deliver electricity to the natural state is the commitment of the people that make up our statewide network of 17 local distribution cooperatives. You can expect the electricity to be there when you need it. You can count on us. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-928-3366. That's 800-928-3366. 800-928-3366. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We continue with the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show.
And he's thrown for a loss back near the 40.
On Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Greenwood, thank you for joining us for tonight's 6A West quarterfinal game between the Mountain Home Bombers and the Greenwood Bulldogs. I'm Sonny Elliott, joined by Tobias Pugsley. Tobias, Mountain Home and Greenwood conference mates in the 6A West Conference. Earlier this season, in the regular season, the matchup was won by the Bulldogs 40-7 at Bomber Stadium. Mountain Home making their first trip to historic Greenwood Stadium tonight. Last game, LD Richmond, the quarterback, had a big game, even despite getting the second half off.
Yes, honey. You know, he had 445 yards in the first half. You know, it wasn't really much of a game from the beginning. I think one of the things Bomber fans have to remember, though, is this is not the same Bomber team that played in Week 5. You know, I went back and I was watching some replay video of the game last time, and the first thing I noticed is Tabor's on the sideline. And, you know, that was a huge combination last week. And, you know, I'm excited. You never know what's going to happen in the playoffs.
I'm sure, talking to Coach Airy in the pregame show, that they will be making a lot of adjustments. He's already talked about adjusting his defense. He's going to change up some of the scheme a little bit and change up some of the flipping of the tackles from strong side to weak side and those kind of things. How much can that help you whenever you're battling a quick-paced offense like Greenwood to make sure you get in the right position?
Well, when you're a schemer like Airy is, and you're an X's and O guy, and you understand, and you're able to see your team play a team once, and then take that back and digest that and come up with a plan, I'm excited because I think that there's a lot of wrinkles in this and a lot of opportunity. You know, we talked about their quarterback, LD Richmond, 17 for 20 last game, threw for 324 yards and 3 TDs. I mean, just looking at that, you know the key of the game is going to be stopping that, not giving up the big play, which is what happened last time. It got out of control really quickly. We gave up a lot of big plays and just kind of get ourselves out of the game from the beginning.
Well, now that Coach Airy in the pregame show talked about sometimes the good defense is a good offense, and the Bombers had struggles in that game. They didn't score, I believe, until the second half of that 40-7 loss. But I think he's made some changes this week in the offensive attack, some things that they've kept under wraps to kind of help use that offense as a more of a defensive tool. What kind of things can you do, Tobias?
Well, I mean, when you look at what he said in the pregame show and really want to control the ball, you know, there's no telling what he's going to pull out. I mean, there's opportunities to put more men on the line of scrimmage. There's more opportunities to put more guys in the backfield. I mean, what are you hearing on your side?
Well, I don't have to hear, you know, or guess a lot. My stepson is a member of the Bombers and has come home and told me about some new offensive wrinkles that we'll see tonight. We'll see some action, some of that full house backfield, but really going to kind of slow the pace of this ball game down. You know, Mountain Home likes to go in a rhythm at times, but they think that the best thing that they can do this week would be to slow this Greenwood team down, limit their opportunities, and that's one of the best ways you can hold down their offense. Of course, they played Lake Hamilton for the conference title just basically 3 weeks ago. That ended up, I believe, being a 38-28 game. At one time, Greenwood did trail by double digits. And we've seen Lake Hamilton this year. We know it's a ball control offense that they use out of a wing tee. So I think you'll see some things that have adjusted a little bit. And like we said, this Bomber defense has really matured. Last week, did a great job, except for big plays at Pine Bluff.
They did a great job. And, you know, and one of the things that made them successful last week is they got pressure on the quarterback. You know, they did give up a couple big plays, but I think that's one of the keys tonight. They've got to get pressure, not give that up. I also think it's going to come down to special teams. We say that week in and week out. The special teams will be a huge factor tonight. You know, a big play here or there going the Bombers' way, and if they're able to control the clock like Airy's game plan suggests, you know, they could really be an advantage tonight, keeping the score down. You know, I think what it's really going to come down to, Sonny, is when you have a team like Mountain Home who, you know, this is the first quarterfinal game in 14 years and they've won a playoff game, what I'm trying to understand is, was it enough? Are they happy with just having the one win, or does the taste of victory make them hungry for more? And I think that's what it's going to come down to tonight. Are they content with just taking the one win, calling it a season, and going home, or are they going to come out and say, hey, we can beat these guys and really show it? And looking at them warming up tonight, they look laser-focused. They look like that's the task at hand, and I'm excited to see what's getting ready to happen.
Coach Airy has said that this is the kind of program that you want to be like. They have 10 state championships in the last 20 years. It's basically every other year, some of those several in a row. we're here, and, you know, we're in Greenwood. We've driven through Fort Smith to get here. This town isn't much different from Mountain Home. It's certainly not even as big. And look out there on the field at their kids, and they look just like the Mountain Home kids.
They do. They do. But they, like you said, they've got tradition. I mean, this is the number four team in the state overall, number one in 6A. They are good. So what you got tonight is you have the classic David and Goliath matchup. And earlier today on sports radio, people are calling Mountain Home the darlings of 6A against the established, the standby, the Greenwood Bulldogs. And so when you have that situation, I mean, we've seen in the playoffs, under the lights, you get some guys motivated. You never know what might happen. Now, we think that Greenwood expects to score a lot of touchdowns tonight. Got a little intel before the game. They've got some fireworks set over. Sonny, they have 17 fireworks. That means they do one firework for every touchdown. They're expecting to score 17 touchdowns tonight. That's a tall order.
I'd like to see a team that could score 17 touchdowns in a high school game. Not tonight, though. But definitely it's a little, I won't say arrogant, but definitely confident. But whenever you've had the success that Greenwood has had, you do build a lot of confidence. About 10 minutes left until kickoff. We're going to send it back to the studio. Matt Sharp is going to take a look at games around the state. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, I'm Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Saving for your child's education is so important. We know that putting money aside for college or technical school is tough, but we're here to make it easier. Every drop in the bucket adds up over time. I encourage you to open an Arkansas 529 account for your children or grandchildren today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at arkansas529.org. arkansas529.org.
Let's check the schedule of other games around the state with Matt Sharp and our studio report on Classic Hits 101.7.
And we do welcome you into the studio for the first time tonight as we continue along the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show. Mountain Home getting ready to take on a very good Greenwood team. And for those of you that have not heard, this was actually going to be a battle between ranked teams. Mountain Home entered the Arkansas Sports Media Class 6A Top 5 for the first time this year, this week at number 5. That actually came following not only their win over Pine Bluff, but also Benton's forfeit to Marion in the last round due to COVID-19. Now, the winner of tonight in Greenwood, actually the top-ranked team in Class 6A and number 4 in the state overall. Now, the winner of tonight's game, speaking of Marion, we'll go on to the semifinals next week to play either the Patriots or Van Buren. On the other side of the bracket, Sylvan Hills plays host Little Rock Parkview tonight down in Sherwood, and Lake Hamilton will entertain El Dorado in Piercy. Let's move to Class 3A because we got a couple of area teams that are playing tonight. One is Salem. They are on the road this evening as they are playing at Paris. The winner of this game will go on to face either Perryville or Greenland in the next round. Melbourne will have home field advantage for their first playoff game tonight. The Bearcats will entertain Cedarville. Winner of this game will get either Prescott or Drew Central next week. Also in Class 3A tonight, Harding Academy hosts Smackover. Actually, I take that back. Harding Academy will move on to the next round. Smackover ended up bowing out and having to forfeit. So the Wildcats will move on and next round play winner of tonight's game between Harrisburg and Jesseville. Also tonight, Boonville hosts Hackett. Hosiola has made the trip to Dollarway. Mayflower's at Charleston. West Fork is at Glen Rose. Rising hosts Center Point. Pigott is at home against Camden Harmony Grove. Bismarck has made the trip to McGee. Atkins hosts Lincoln. Hoxie is entertaining Lake Village Lakeside. And Newport is at home against Corning. Let's jump up to Class 5A real quick because we got one other area team that is competing tonight. And that is going to be Harrison. The Goblins are going to have home field advantage as long as they remain alive in the playoffs tonight. They are hosting Camden Fairview. The winner of that game will play either Whitehall or Batesville next week. The two teams are playing each other tonight down in Independence County. Also tonight, Hot Springs Lakeside hosts Valonia. Clarksville has made the trip to Little Rock to face Christian. Farmington is also in Little Rock as they're playing Pulaski Academy tonight. Greenbrier will be at Magnolia. A win hosts Maumelle, and Morrilton will entertain Texarkana. In the Class 7A playoffs, tonight will be the quarterfinal round as Bryant faces Harbor. Little Rock Central is at Conway. Cabot has made the trip to Bentonville, and Little Rock Catholic is going just on the this side of the Arkansas River to play North Little Rock. Class 4A, Shiloh Christian is at home tonight against DeWitt. Truman is at Malvern. Dumas is hosting Bauxite. Gosnell is at Dardanelle. Hamburg has made the trip to Stuttgart. Mills hosts Joe T. Robinson. Both, that's actually not much of a trip for Mills. Both teams located in Little Rock. Ozark is at home tonight against Ashdown. Pocahontas entertains Lamar. Nashville moves on to the next round, actually, after Waldron ended up forfeiting. So the Scrappers will play again next week against the winner of tonight's game between Bald Knob and Elkins. Arkadelphia is at Mena this evening. Warren hosts Lone Oak. Pottsville is at Rivercrest. Prairie Grove hosts Blytheville. Monticello is at home against Gentry. And Central Arkansas Christian is at home against Crossett. And in Class 2A this evening, it will be Des Arc at home against Mount Ida. Bigelow will play host to Hampton. Poen is at Dirks. Junction City has made the trip to McCrory. Gurdon will actually move on to the next round. The Go Devils were able to advance following Carlisle's forfeit. Also tonight, Quitman is at East Poinsett County over at Lepanto. Clarendon is at Fordyce, and Foreman has made the trip to Magazine to face the Rattlers. So let's look at what else is going on in the state of Arkansas. I do want to mention one other thing, that tonight West Plains is playing in the quarterfinals of the Class 4 state playoffs. The Zizzers are up in Jefferson City as they're going to take on Helias Catholic, so good luck to them. Let's look at what else is going on. We'll get you back to Sonny and Tobias in just a moment as Mountain Home gets ready to play Greenwood in the Class 6A state playoffs. You're listening to the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, Bomber fans. It's Sally Gilbert from Arvest Bank, and this cheer is a shout-out to all our student-athletes. From the mat to the field, the court to the course, you work hard and play hard, both in the blue and gold uniform and out. We admire your dedication and perseverance. No doubt, these two strengths will carry you through your year and throughout life. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game and achieve your goals. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
The James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Greenwood, just had the coin toss. The Mountain Home Bombers have won that coin toss and elected to defer to the second half. Greenwood will be receiving the opening kickoff, and we'll be back with Bomber football right here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Bombers pregame show, brought to you by James Boyette State Farm Agency. Now, it's game time on Classic Hits 101.7. This is Mountain Home Bomber Football. Presented by Next, Centennial Bank, The Locker Room, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Chad Bashirs of Edward Jones, Ideal RV, Arvest Bank, The Salvation Army, Coleman Family Dentistry, Mike Stockton of FSIS Raymond James, Strider Consulting, ASC Warranty, Nosari Home Mortgage, Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance, James Boyette State Farm, FNBC, Knox Orthopedics, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Families Inc. Brad Haworth and Sonny Elliott have all the action live from the stadium next on Classic Hits 101.7.